You're listening to SBS News.
It's being described as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. In his opening remarks, Chair Ronald Sackville QC expressed confidence that people in the disability community will be able to take advantage of the opportunity provided by the Commission. Mr. Sackville says the terms of reference for the inquiry are deliberately broad to allow as many issues to be canvassed as possible.
Among other topics, the Commission is required to expose and examine violence against and abuse, neglect and exploitation of people with disability in all its settings and contexts. Importantly, the Royal Commission is also required to inquire into what should be done to promote a more inclusive society that supports the independence of people with disability and their right to live free from violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation.
Mr. Sackville says over coming days, existing education policies and procedures for people with disabilities will be examined, including a particular focus on the Queensland Government's education system. The hearing will also include a preliminary examination of the state's inclusive education policy and the experiences of students with disability. Council assisting Dr. Kerry Mellifont is leading the hearings in Townsville. Dr. Mellifont says submissions made to the inquiry paint a picture of exclusion for many students with disabilities.
The names in the story I'm about to read have, of course, been changed. Charlotte is a 10-year-old student with Asperger's syndrome who recently withdrew from a private school after bullying became so severe that she stopped attending. Her parents felt they had no choice but to remove her after incidents that included her being pushed off a pier and hiding in a garbage bin to escape taunting.
The Commission's heard several similar cases in which parents feared for their children's safety and made the decision to remove them from school. The Commission was also told many parents struggled financially to resolve the significant barriers they face when homeschooling their child. Giving evidence to the Commission, this mother of a young daughter with Down syndrome says her child is often excluded from group activities. On one occasion, during a dance performance, her daughter was told to sit rather than participate.
She wasn't allowed to stand as part of the group. And I watch that and it just breaks my heart. I can't think of a reason why she shouldn't have been in the group because she was doing everything. And it's a beautiful video. It's just a shame that there's probably 10 feet between her cohort and her. The assumption that she wouldn't be able to do it, you know, that that low expectation of her ability and her right to be part of the group.
Mary Sayers is the Chief Executive Officer of Children and Young People with Disability. She says while the integration of children with disabilities has improved within the education system, there's still a long way to go.
Look, sadly we know that for many students with disability, they're segregated into special schools or withdrawn into special units. The resounding evidence from 60 years is that students with disability do best and are safer when they're included in the local primary and secondary school in regular education. So for too long, we've been separating our students with disability from everyone else. And these abuses are not well known in the community. Although if you ask any parent with a child with a disability, they'll understand exactly what we're talking about.
The Royal Commission will hold other hearings on various areas of investigation, including the interactions between people with disability, the justice and health systems, plus discrimination in employment. Almost 200 submissions have been made to the Commission since it opened in late July. The second hearing is expected to be held in Melbourne in December. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.